The debate over health care reform has been remarkable. The Obama administration offers a plan based on the program in Massachusetts, which was developed as a result of a bipartisan agreement. The Congress approves it, and the U.S. Supreme Court rules it to be legal. Yet the opposition persists. The House leadership continues to push for repeal, even with no prospect of success. And repeal advocates offer nothing as an alternative. To them, it appears, the 50 million Americans without health insurance should be on their own. Unfortunately, this opposition can lead to real-life consequences. Efforts to undermine the law impact on policies. And the Obama administration has made decisions to delay implementing some sections of the law in order to attempt to address concerns and political opposition. Such a delay was reported first last week. The Obama administration has delayed until 2015 the law's limits on how much people may have to spend on their own health care. Under the health care reform law, insurance companies would have a limit on out-of-pocket costs, including deductibles and copays, that a consumer would have to pay. As a result, no insurer can charge a consumer more than $6,350 for an individual and $12,700 for a family. But under pressure from insurers, the Obama administration granted a one-year delay in the law that allows high limits or no limits at all on costs in 2014. As a result of that decision, many group health plans will be able to maintain separate out-of-pocket limits for benefits in 2014, next year. Consumers may be required to pay $6,350 for doctor's services and hospital care, and an additional $6,350 for prescription drugs under a plan administered by the pharmacy benefit manager. Some consumers may even have to pay more, as some group health plans will not be required to impose any limit on the patient's out-of-pocket costs for drugs next year. If a drug does not currently have a limit on out-of-pocket costs, it will not have to impose one in 2014. The reason for this change is that the administration said that many insurers and employers needed more time to comply because they used separate companies to administer major medical coverage and drug benefits. So they want separate limits on out-of-pocket costs. The health care reform law's limits on out-of-pocket costs were based on the real-life consequences of paying for medical care when someone got seriously ill. For patients with cancer, for example, paying for health care can be extremely expensive. While some individuals diagnosed with cancer have meaningful and adequate health insurance to cover most of the cost of treatment, the uninsured and an increasing number of privately insured individuals face the prospect of crippling out-of-pocket costs. Financial barriers that delay treatment for cancer can mean the difference between life and death. Cancer patients face deductibles, co-payments, and other cost-sharing requirements, often compelling them to make difficult decisions in order to make ends meet. Almost a third of cancer patients can have out-of-pocket health care costs totaling 10% or more of their family income. As a result of such high costs, 11% of individuals with cancer reported an inability to pay for food or other necessities while paying for cancer treatment. And cancer patients are twice as likely to declare bankruptcy from these costs. For them, this one-year delay could prove devastating. Last month, the White House announced a one-year delay in enforcement of another major provision of the law, which requires larger employers to offer health coverage to full-time employees. At that time, Obama administration officials said the delay of the employer mandate showed that they are listening to businesses, which had complained about the complexity of federal reporting requirements. Federal officials said they were offering transition relief to certain health plans in 2014, but they said by 2015, health plans must comply with the law. Let's hope that they're right. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.